In this job, there is always risks. And there's no need to be afraid. Now, the work that I'm going to do, I've changed to my undercover attire so that we can be able to go for a bit of patrols, so that we can check in terms of the area vicinity, how the area it is around. That's the reason why I've changed to my undercover attire, so that I can be able to do my work, so that I can be able to blend in with members of the public and be able to know what's happening around the area. My names are John Kimani. I'm born and raised here in Nairobi. I'm 36 years old. My rank is a police constable. I don't have time. I would say my shift starts from this time to this time. I can also be called in the middle of the night. If something arises, I just have to be called and called upon to go and act on it. You see this car, it's an official car. It can also be used in terms of undercover time when you're going for an assignment, undercover assignment. Usually, we don't drive the same cars. Sometimes we change the cars. The cars endured a lot. In this car, I have my radio that I'm listening to, and so that I could be able to know how the area it is generally in the CBD. We work in terms of pairs. We work two or three or four. So you have the driver who is on his eyes is on the road, and myself, my eyes are in terms of security. We call it scanning. So I'm just checking out the areas where we are right now. So just in case you might spot any crime or you can see anything, that's the reason, because you can't do two things at a time. You can't be the driver and also be doing the scanning. Right now I'm in uniform, but mostly I'm an undercover. And I'm an undercover cop. Mostly we do our work in terms of undercover so that we could be able to blend in with the members of the public and so that we can be able to maintain law and order. The most difficult part of my job is mostly attacks, the robberies, and also what we call psychological trauma, a bit of a psychological trauma. In this job, there is always risks and there's no need to be afraid, because each passing day you have a new challenge that you are facing. In this life, one has to always have faith. When you're leaving the house, you have faith that you'll come back in the evening. Our job you need to be at all times courageous. You should not be afraid of anything. Where we are on the downtown side of Nairobi. These are some of the areas we could say crime is a bit rampant, but you see, due to what we have, the patrols and stuff, we are able to deter those bad boys from committing their crime down here. Because most of the time, these alleys, you find them, there are no people. So right now what we are doing is just a small patrol and seeing how the area it is. Mostly here is the muggings. Here is muggings, snatching phones. Yeah, there's a lot of that. Masai, yeah. It has helped to deter crime, because with this patrol, you see, there are no bad people or bad boys you could see here. It was just a small incident. We just ran after a few of some muggers who had mugged the other side, and they managed to run towards this downtown side that is in Kirinyaga. This is along Kirinyaga Road. I'm really happy with the way we are working. So far, I can't complain about the way we are working. The training of becoming a police officer is very extraneous at all times, because at all times you need to be alert, waking up early, sleeping time is less, such and stuff. In my life, I have this thing that I always tell myself. I'm a go-getter, Whatever I want, I'm going to achieve it. So there was no time or day that I thought of quitting during training, because what I had gone through before my other NYS, thing, it was very extraneous, more than the other one. In Kirinyaga Road here, there was a time there was crime was very rampant, but now the crime rate has gone down because of more of patrols and stuff. So the area now, we could say it's safe, because you see, you are able to access it right now. I've been in several situations that were difficult situations. That was around in 2014 when there used to be an Al-Shabaab wars and stuff. But thank God we were able to defeat them, because it was a raid. Thank God we were able to defeat them at that time. So during protest time, we make sure that members of the public are protected. The ones who are not participating in the protest, their properties are being protected. And also, some of these protests, there are some of them, you could say, they have, most of the protests, they do have goons. And those goons, they are the ones that, they are the ones who try to steal from the members of the public and other stuff. I was very involved in the, during the protest times. Right now, where we are just walking in some of those streets that experience protests. During the time here, we had protests. And this is one of the streets that had protesters. This is one of the streets that we are walking along. In the recent protest that we had, we were able to help the members of the public, because most of the people, their shops, businesses, homes were being looted. But because the motto of the of us is service to all.
Start with breaking news from Kenya, where clashes between police and demonstrators have erupted in the East African nation as people are taking it to the streets to demand the resignation.
In Kenya, the American Embassy in Nairobi has warned anti-government protesters to relent, describing those seeking change in far from a
police
conference.
Use tear gas against crowds of protesters in the capital, Nairobi. That's despite the country's fight for having banned the use of tear gas and water cannons.
Right now, as we are walking, you could tell the street now, it's safe. There's no longer protests, you can see. There's a lot of activities that is going on. By that time, this street, it was so empty. There were no people on this street. The only people who were here, they were protesters. Most of the businesses were closed. So as you can see, this was like one of the main areas where we had the protest. When I was young, I got in trouble a few times, but I luckily never got arrested. Let me say that. But like saying getting arrested, that means I have never been taken to, let's say, the police station, you did this and this. No, I was lucky enough. I normally don't work for a particular station. I normally change. Behind me is Central Police Station. And this is one of the stations here in the CBD. That's the station that is supposed to handle each and everything concerning the Central Business District. It's not difficult for me to change while working. Our motto on service is service to all, so we don't discriminate. We don't look for your nationality, who you are. Are you a Russian? Are you a Briton? Or are you an Italian? No, we just serve each person the same. We see them as one member of the public. I've came here to meet one of these great scholars, that is Prof, that's how we call him here. Professor Lumumba is one of the great scholars here in Africa. Our country is very privileged to have him. Professor Lumumba, he's a philosopher and some sort of a lawyer. That's what I know about him. So today I've come to provide security for his show. I've been providing security in terms of some of his shows. It's a privilege for me, and I'm so happy to be able to undertake this assignment. I'm married with two kids. They live in Murang'a County, where I have a small farm where I do my farming there. They're very happy because this is the job that has been providing for them for the last those 15 years now. Being a cop, it's a vocation. It's a calling that is in me to make sure that I make the members of the public are safe at all times. And that's one of the things that motivated me to become a cop. And I'm so happy to make lives of the members of the public to be safe at all times. That's one of the reasons why I joined the police. For the last 15 years that I've been working, I'm so proud of it, and I'm happy, and I'm looking forward to working as a police officer and maintaining security. Maybe, if God willing, until I get to retire. Also, you face what we call members of the public. At times, they see you as their enemy, not as their friend, because there are some people who want to hurt others. So when you help in terms of deterring that crime, those people, they are not happy with you. So that's part of some of these dangers that one could face while working as an undercover cop. I could say there are some people who love us, and there are others who don't love us. Because in this world, you can't be loved by everyone. That's the main reason. You can see the people who don't love you, that means there's something good you are doing that they are not happy with. And these, the other ones that love you, they really enjoy it. Because you're giving them security. For me, I would love to see a peaceful country and a peaceful city where each member of the public or any person could be able to come from, you can walk from one county to the other without being discriminated or without being looked. You're coming from this tribe or this area, such stuff. I'd love to have one country which has unity. In my work, there's no day that I shall say I'm afraid of anything. It's all about being courageous. You cannot be afraid of anything. You need not to be afraid at all times. You need to be very courageous to tackle some of the things that come across us. When I leave this world, I want to leave it as a better one before what I got. It was so I want to leave a mark. I want to be remembered by leaving a mark. That's what my prayer is.